Basque is a language spoken by people of a mountainous region that lies across northern Spain and southern France and their descendants. Linguists have long thought that the written language is about 500 years old, but a recently discovered artifact reveals Basque could be much older than that, and this is causing a lot of excitement in a place you might not expect, Idaho. Julie Laqueta from Boise State Public Radio reports.
The artifact was found in the ruins of a castle near Pamplona in the heart of Basque country. It's an engraved bronze sheet cut to the shape of a hand. It's turned bluish-green through oxidation, and there are five words etched into it, one of which is recognizable to modern Basque speakers.
That word is Sorioneku, which would translate roughly as of good fortune or of good omen.
Edurne Arostegui is the education specialist at the Basque Museum in Boise, Idaho, also home to one of the largest Basque communities in the U.S. She says the discovery of the hand, called Mano de Irulegui, has brought a ton of joy and pride to the community.
I have a lot of family and friends in the Basque country. I live there, and my phone blew up. I mean, everybody was just ecstatic.
They're ecstatic because experts believe the hand is the oldest example of written Basque ever found. It dates back to 72 years before Christ, proving ancestors to modern Basques lived in the region almost 1,000 years earlier than previously thought. And it's one more clue in understanding the history of the Basque language.
I think most people would think it's some kind of mixture of Spanish and French, but it predates Indo-European languages.
John Beter is a history professor at Boise State who studies Basque immigration. He says Basque is indigenous and a linguistic isolate, meaning it evolved without any influence from other languages. Basque speakers were long thought to be illiterate. Scholars have tried to link the language to Hungarian, Georgian, Etruscan, and even Japanese, but are still baffled by its origins.
What it does is it takes our idea of early languages and sometimes early civilizations as being this kind of caveman or kind of right early rudimentary language that are very simple, and it just dumps it on its head.
Professor Javier Velaza says the origin of the language is a mystery. He is one of the linguists analyzing the writing on the hand.
Su origen es un misterio.
Speaking from his office in Barcelona, Velaza says the word etched into it is the first example of written Basque found in modern-day Basque country, which is actually not a nation state, but exists inside both northern Spain and parts of southern France. DNA studies have suggested Basques are descendants of Neolithic farmers whose identity survived the back and forth of territorial aggression from European invaders over millennia. And as Edurne Arostegui explains, the Basque language was criminalized during the dictatorship of Francisco Franco. His regime was based on strict Spanish nationalism and repressed any forms of cultural diversity.
So from 1939 to 1975, you could not use it in public. You would be fined. You couldn't name your children. My name would have been illegal, right? You could not name your child Edurne.
It was kept alive in remote villages and inside people's homes, spoken in secret and taught to children clandestinely in church basements.
I always point out that it's thanks to the diaspora that a lot of these elements are still around, because no one ever banned Basque here in Boise.
There are about 3 million Basque people in the original Basque region. It's unclear how many make up the diaspora, but it's thought that about a third of Basque people speak it today.
Pero además es un elemento muy icónico, es un elemento muy bonito, ¿no?
Back in Spain, Velaza says he's not surprised by the public's reaction because the object itself is iconic. He says the writing could have been anything, a ledger or a death record. Instead, the open-palmed hand carries a message of warmth that is universally welcoming. And Basque Twitter, yes, that's a thing, has been putting out memes left and right. The hand has been blowing up WhatsApp threads, and it even inspired a song posted to YouTube that's already garnered more than 80,000 views.
Could you imagine seeing a hieroglyphic and just being able to read it from your present language? Like, that is how it felt for me. Just connecting to somebody 2,000 years ago is a once-in-a-lifetime sort of moment.
The hand is still being analyzed and may go on display at the Pamplona Museum sometime in the future. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Liqueta in Boise, Idaho.